Hello, vibrant viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Our Earth is indeed a jewel in the galaxy, blessed with innumerable natural wonders, abundant resources, and colorful co-inhabitants. Our diligent stewardship of our planetary abode is essential to its preservation for future generations to have the opportunity to inherit this beautiful home. Today's program features three films that promote a lifestyle in harmony with our ecosphere. The first movie is Avatar, which was both written and directed by James Cameron, known for inventive films such as Titanic and Aliens. Avatar is one of the most visually awe-inspiring films ever made. Using advanced 3D and computer-generated imagery, or CGI, visual effects to truly bring the characters and settings to life. In fact, Avatar has become the highest-grossing film of all time for the global box office. Set over 100 years in the future, Avatar follows the life-changing adventures of former Marine Jake Sully as he explores the planet Pandora and its mysterious people, known as the Na'vi. Humans have invented the technology to travel to Pandora, which lies in another galaxy. Plant life and resources on Earth have been nearly annihilated, and a corporation is working to mine Pandora for a valuable mineral called unobtainium. The head of the project, Parker Selfridge, played by Giovanni Ribisi, is accompanied by former Marine troops as well as scientists. Since humans are unable to breathe Pandora's air, the scientists engineer what are called avatars to navigate and explore Pandora. Avatars are empty bodies controlled by human operators and created by combining the human operator's DNA with Na'vi DNA. After his identical twin brother passes away, paraplegic Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, is persuaded by scientists to take over his brother's job as an avatar operator, since his DNA matches that of his late brother. Lacking both proper scientific training and the use of his legs, Jake is an outsider among the other crew on Pandora. However, Jake loves operating his avatar because it offers him the chance to walk once again, and he soon masters the use of his alternate body. While exploring the jungles of Pandora with the head of the Avatar Project, Dr. Grace Augustine, played by Oscar-nominated actress Sigourney Weaver and another scientist, Jake gets separated. With little chance of surviving through the night, Jake meets Natiri, portrayed by Zoe Saldana, a bold and courageous female Na'vi. She brings him to Home Tree, where her tribe lives, and is instructed by her parents to teach Jake the ways of her people. Jake soon becomes fascinated with the Na'vi culture. The graceful blue-skinned people have a very harmonious relationship with nature and worship a mother goddess named Iwa. Iwa's spirit dwells in a beautiful willow-like tree in Pandora's jungle. Light synapses connect her to everything on Pandora, and every creature, plant, and being to one another. As Jake adopts the Na'vi state of mind, becoming one with nature and learning to respect everything around him, he accomplishes things that he never dreamt possible. Back at the human base camp, the impatient and hot-headed Colonel Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang, convinces Parker to authorize an offensive strike on the Na'vi in order to mine unobtainium-rich home tree. This move threatens to destroy the precious balance of Pandora, as well as everything cherished by the Na'vi. As time runs out, Jake is forced to choose between his own race and the alien one that has set his spirit free. Avatar is a beautiful movie set in a dazzling world. The majestic landscape of Pandora, as well as the reverent ways of the Na'vi, are loving reminders that considerate care of the environment is crucial to the survival of the planet and her inhabitants. At a conference in 2009, Mr. Cameron explained that he wished to make an entertaining movie that would also have a conscience, that maybe in the enjoying of it makes you think a little bit about the way you interact with nature and your fellow man. The Na'vi represent something that is our higher selves, or our aspirational selves, what we would like to think we are. Since its release in December 2009, Avatar has already won 14 awards, including 2 Golden Globes. Cinema Scene will be right back after these brief messages with 2 more amazing films, so please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our second feature is the lively 1992 Australian animation Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, directed by Bill Croyer. It is set in Fern Gully, a vibrant paradise and the last rainforest where fairies reside. The old tree spirit, Magi, voiced by Grace Zabriskie, explains that humans had once dwelled in Fern Gully until the arrival of the spirit of destruction, Hexus, voiced by Tim Curry, which prompted the humans to flee. Fortunately, Magi was able to trap Hexus inside a tree, saving the rainforest, but humans are now believed to be extinct. Nevertheless, Krista, a curious young fairy voiced by the vegetarian actress Samantha Mathis, believes that humans live on the nearby Mount Warning. Krista befriends an amusing fruit bat named Batty Coda, voiced by Oscar-winning Robin Williams. Batty just came from a biology lab and is therefore terrified of humans. Together, Krista and Batty head to Mount Warning, where Krista finds many lifeless trees with red aerosol paint crosses on them. This is the result of a group of humans who are marking the trees for cutting. When Krista accidentally shrinks one of the loggers, Zach, voiced by Jonathan Ward, to her fairy size, she and Batty bring him to Fern Gully. There, Zach learns the beauty of the natural environment and recognizes the harm inflicted upon it by human activity.
What's a machine?
It's a thing for cutting down trees.
That's terrible.
Only if you live in a tree.
I do live in a tree.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the enchanted tree that holds Hexus is cut down by Zack's superiors, releasing Hexus. He now uses his powers to further the greed of humans, prompting them to release more pollutants and clear the forest. Now it is up to Zack and his new fairy friends to change humans' destructive ways and protect Fern Gully. Enhanced with brilliantly colorful animation, humorous characters, and hip musical numbers, the movie Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, is a fun adventure for all viewers. Moreover, the lush, verdant world of Fern Gully, where the magic revolves around the power of life, calls attention to the necessity of protecting the rainforests, the lungs of our planet. Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, won 3 awards, including the Environmental Media Awards, or EMA, Feature Film Award.
But how can you live without trees?
Easy.
But trees give life. They make the clouds, the rain, the air.
Oh, we've got air.
Yeah, if you don't mind getting all your minerals in one breath.
Our final feature is the celebrated 1990 film Dances with Wolves, based on the book of the same name by Oscar-winning writer Michael Blake. Directed and starring Oscar-winning American actor and director Kevin Costner, the film follows Lieutenant John Dunbar and his experiences at the U.S. Western frontier, home of the Lakota Sioux people. When Lieutenant John J. Dunbar is hailed as a hero, he requests to be transferred to the Western frontier before it disappears. There he finds that his post has been abandoned and thus resides alone, recording his days in a journal. Life in the plains is a tranquil and welcome change from where he originated from. Here, his only company is the vast splendor of nature, his beloved horse companion, Cisco, and a wolf whom he names Two Socks. One day, Lieutenant Dunbar encounters a Sioux Indian. Gradually, he gains the trust of his Sioux neighbors. He meets Stands with a Fist, played by Mary McDonnell, the adopted daughter of the holy man, Kicking Bird, played by Graham Greene. Stands with a Fist is able to speak some English, helping with their communication. As Dunbar's friendship with the Sioux grows, he also begins to understand and admire their harmonious culture and earns the name Dances with Wolves. With the knowledge that the lives of the Sioux people are threatened, Dances with Wolves must decide where his loyalties lie. Dances with Wolves is an epic film based on historical events. In 2007, the production was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress for being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. The once undisturbed natural grandeur of the plains, along with the unified ways of the Sioux Indians, are still relevant reminders of our noble duty to treat the environment and all beings with dignity and respect. Dances with Wolves won 37 awards, including 7 Oscars and 3 Golden Globes. The 3 remarkable productions featured on today's show, Avatar, Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, and Dances with Wolves, are reflections on how humanity should strive for the noble ideal of a harmonious existence with our ecosphere and all co-inhabitants. Lovely viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with bliss and tranquility always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.